With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Experts are warning about overspending during this holiday season.
The holidays are meant to be a time of celebration with family and friends, but they can also bring pressure to spend money on gifts, gatherings, and plane tickets home. Matt Watson is the CEO of the financial planning app, Origin.
When people feel rushed, oftentimes they're going to buy more expensive things.
He says that with inflation and credit card debt rising, people can feel stressed about spending money over the holidays. Marquetta Willis with the American Psychiatric Association says there are ways to lift that stress.
Sharing about stress can in and of itself be therapeutic for the individual who may be having concerns for during the holiday season.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Leaders in the U.S. and Canada are pointing fingers at each other, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A warning for President-elect Trump from Ontario, Canada's Premier Doug Ford. He says Donald Trump's plan to put 25% tariffs on all Canadian products would be a disaster. Mr. Trump has threatened to impose those tariffs if Canada and Mexico don't limit the flow of migrants and fentanyl at the borders. Far fewer of each cross into the U.S. from Canada than from Mexico. Donald Trump responded by trolling Canada, posting on Truth Social, "Many Canadians want Canada to become the 51st state. They would save massively on taxes and military protection." I'm Rita Foley.
President-elect Trump has nixed a bipartisan plan to keep the government funded after Friday, telling House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans to renegotiate the deal with Democrats. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,123 points, the Nasdaq dropping 716, the S&P declining 178. This is SRN News. Another legal battle over Colorado law and the LGBT agenda.
Alliance Defending Freedom is asking the Supreme Court to take up the case of a Christian counselor who is challenging the state's anti-conversion statute. It bars counselors from seeking to help anyone under the age of 18 from quitting the homosexual lifestyle. Colorado has already been before the high court twice in recent years, losing an effort to force a Christian baker to make a gay wedding cake and losing an effort to force a Christian web designer to work on gay weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Japanese court ruled that the country's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the court in southern Japan marks the eighth victory out of nine rulings since the first group of LGBT plaintiffs filed lawsuits in 2019. Two more high court rulings are pending in Osaka and Nagoya and are expected in March. Asia's generally a more traditional region. This is SRN News. Inflation talks and stocks sharply lower.
Wall Street had its second worst loss of the year after the Federal Reserve signaled it may deliver fewer interest rate cuts next year than previously thought. The S&P 500 dropped 2.9% Wednesday, pulling further below the all-time high it set a couple of weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 1,123 points. It's about 2.6%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 3.6%. Fed officials released projections showing they're penciling in just two cuts to interest rates next year instead of the four they're projecting a few months ago. Treasury yields ramped higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.51%. Seth Sito, New York.
The result is that borrowers who have been hoping for much lower rate loans could be disappointed. Loan rates may barely budge if the Fed sticks with its plan to cut its key rates only twice next year. More details at srnnews.com.